Simen Tzadi Dalet Sevav. Bitzalim or Yirakos Shebluim Mibasar. If you have onions or other vegetables which have tam of basar in them, so either, let's say, they were cooked with basar, so if you take these bitzalim or vegetables, you cook them with one kezayis of basar, and now ubishlam bikaderech elevis, and now these vegetables are now cooked in a milcha gapat. Im yidua kama basar balua bibitzalim, so if you know how much possible tam of basar is in these vegetables, or in these bitzalim of yirakos, ein tzarech samach ela keneged habasar. So you don't need the cheshbin keneged the entire onion, for instance. You only need the cheshbin shishim keneged that one kezayis of basar that's balua in there. Because we don't say, in such a case, we do not say chanan. In fact, the Ramah adds in over here, toshayech loimer chanan hoil vadayin kulei heter. Even though the Ramah normally holds of chanan, even b'shari surim, here, you do not, even the Ramo agrees we do not say Chanan, because it is not Isser. At this stage, it is still Kulei Heter, and therefore, this onion that has in it one Kezayis of Basar, we don't look at the whole onion as being Isser, but rather we just look at it as though there's one Kezayis of Basar that's in there, and therefore it's enough if there's Shishim, Keneged that one Kezayis of Basar, Ulachein in Tzarech L'Shayer, Rak Neged Mashabala. And therefore, all you have to Mashayer is Keneged that one Kezayis that it absorbed. Now what happens if you have shishim, kezaisim, keneged that one kezaias of basar that absorbed, then the entire pot is mutter, including that onion itself. That onion itself becomes heter as well. So the Shach brings that this from the Maram Lublin, that we do not say chanan on the chatzi, on that half of the onion that was balua with fleishigs. We do not say that maybe it was balua with chalav, and maybe it got absorbed chalav, and then it went pamachas chutz l'raitiv, in which case it would become chanan on that onion. But rather we say that it was maflit, the tam basar that was in the onion was expelled, went into the soup, it became batel b'shishim, and therefore it is like the rest of the soup, and therefore that onion itself reverts back to being heter. Now the crazy place, he says, we don't, by yisr, we don't say that. If the onion was balea, a kezayis of yisr, even according to the mechaber, that you don't say chanan on the onion, still, that onion will remain aser forever, because we say, efshel l'soichtoi aser, you can't get out the tam. We say, ein hagala l'oichlim. You can't remove the tam from an oichel, even though we do hagala on kelim. But we say there's no concept of hagala when it comes to foods. The middle of the food remains aser forever. So how come we don't say the same thing over here too? We should say that the basar that's in that onion will remain aser forever, will remain fleishigs forever. And then, if it's pamachas, chutz deraitiv, it will become basar b'chalav. Then the entire onion will become aser, and it'll aser times shishim pamim of the onion. So, it's not like the din of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah over here. We should aser everything. And the Kresu Paisi is taka machmer, at least the gabi the onion, that he says the onion will remain aser forever. However, those are masber the shach. They say that no, like the Maram Lublin, the Mechaber Ramah, everybody over here. In fact, the Chavis Das is mekel, the Chacham Zadim is mekel, the Rav Achrayim are mekel like this halacha, because they say we do say that you could be seichet out if it's heter. That which we say, Efshel Seichte is Aser, that's only, that you can't get out all the tam from a Michael, that's only if it's Iser. But if it's Heter, so even though it's true, you can't get it all out, but you could be Maklish it. And since you could weaken the tam that's in that onion, so it'll become like a tam kolish, like a naparnat. It becomes weakened, and that's sufficient. It won't become Basar B'chalav anymore. We don't need to get it out. It's enough just to weaken it. Mashen came by Isser, so a naparnat, a tam kolosh of Isser is also Isser. So therefore, it's impossible to get it out. You can only weaken it. It doesn't help you to weaken it when it comes to Isser. Mashen came by Heter, by Basar, it's enough to weaken it, and that's what's going on over here. And that's Lamaisa we pass. And it comes up in Hilchas Chametz also, because Chametz we view before Pesach as Hetera. And therefore, if you have It's brought in Aruch Chaim. The Magen Avraham discusses a case where you have olives which were cut with a chametz stick and knife. So the onions became, they were belea chametz, and therefore all the olives were aser. But then, if you cooked all the olives together, since we know how much chametz was in possibly in the knife, the amount of chametz is only, let's say one kezias was in the knife, but you already cut with it 100 olives, so even though I don't know which olives were belea the tam chametz, but I know that into 100 olives it's impossible for it to have given tam because the chametz is only one kezias, right? We don't say chanan on chametz before Pesach. So in the 100 olives I know it didn't give tam, but at each olive individually I don't know. So if we come Pesach and I have these 100 olives in front of me, I wouldn't be allowed to eat any of them. But if before Pesach I cook the olives together so that they all distributed their tam one to the next, so then the Magen Avraham says it really should become mutter. But in the Maaseh, the Magen Avraham is machmer because he was chayishish for in that case that we should say that the yisur is chayish v'nir. Okay, but the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim actually over there, and that halacha says no. If you taste it before Pesach and see that in the taruvis it doesn't have tam, that it was able to be poishit, that the tam distributed amongst all the olives, so then he says it's mutter. You'd be allowed to eat those olives on Pesach, and that's the Maisa. The Rikiv Eger over there says it as well, and the Maisa, that's what we hold, that if you, that Lagabi Hatera, we say Efshel Asaychta is mutter. You could be Saychid out. You could be Maklish. As long as you don't taste it anymore, it would be mutter. Now, in this case, if you were to say that it wouldn't help you to taste it and see that you got the time out, because it's maybe already Yisr. So you have to say that it's an extra Chiddush over here. You have to say that it was maflit immediately the time, and it's mutter, even though if it wouldn't, I wouldn't be allowed to taste it. It's not like the case of the chametz of the olives, where before Pesach I could taste it, I could see l'maisa that it doesn't have tam. Or l'mashal, if I took this onion, I cooked it in water first, and now I see it doesn't have tam basar afterwards, so okay, so now if it fell into the next soup, it for sure wouldn't aser. Mashain kain, over here, how do I know that the tam of the basar went out before the tam of the chalav went in? Which is really the crazy place he's kasher. Maybe the tam of the chalav went in first. But Maisa, that's what we hold. We say that the tam of the basar went out right away, went out immediately, even before the tam of the chalav goes in. That's what we have to neman, and therefore it's mutter. We say, and that's the idea over here of efshir l'soichtei mutter, that we say that by heter we, by basar or by chalav, we could be soiched out the tam. The Rikiv Eger over here, though, he adds in an extra knech, which really makes the whole question over here not so relevant, because he says, "Lamais, if you're medayik in the lashon of here of the sif, we're not talking about where I cooked this onion with milk, but rather I cooked it in a milchik dekapat. It was a kedera chilevis." So he says, "Lamais, it should come out that it's the tam that went into the pot is going to go out into the water. It should become a naparnat, and the naparnat of chalav is what's going to be balua into the onion." So therefore, he says, "That's why over here it's mutter, and therefore even the crazy places kasha doesn't even begin over here, because there's no chalav that's being balua into the onion. It's only naparnat of chalav that's being balua in, and therefore." Since he says we'll view it as though it's already naparnat before it was balua into the onion, even though you could say if it's kulay bivas achas, it hasn't yet finished being nispashet, it could go into the onion, it should not yet, because the idea of naparnat is only when we say if it's vadayin huheter, that the blia has stopped traveling and it's only a naparnat. Here you could taina that maybe the blia is still going to travel on into the onion, and at that point it'll become aser. But Rikiv Eger doesn't look at it that way. He says, since at the point where it enters into the water, it's naparnat, and it's that naparnat which is then being balua into the onion, mela, it's not a concern. Okay, the Ramah continues over here. The kol shekein b'kedera shel cholav shebushlu b'mayim toich meis leis, and it's a kol shekein, if you had a milchika pot, a pot that had where you had cooked milk in this pot, you cooked it, and now you took it and you cooked in a water, toich meis leis, during the 24 hours before it became an Ein Ben Yomai. But I know how much milk I cooked in it originally. I cooked in it, let's say, 1 kezias of milk. Now I filled the pot with water and I cooked in it 10 kezaisim. Okay, then I emptied out that water. Now I cook meat in the pot. See, you don't have to mishayer k'neged the 10. We don't view it now as there's 10 kezaisim of Isra in the pot. Rather, we view it as though certainly not more than 1 kezayis. This original kezayis of chalav, it can't be more chomer than that. Rakneged a chalav shebala k'deira. Only k'neged that 1 kezayis of chalav that was balua in the k'deira miyikara. Now, what about all the chalav that got cooked in the pot? So that chalav doesn't increase the amount of the iser. Because we don't say chanan by heter, like the Rama said. So therefore, the most he could possibly have over here is 1 kezayis. In fact, the water is even more kal, and that's why it's a kol shekein over here. Because whatever comes out from the water would only be a nat bar nat. More chomer is what doesn't come out, what remained behind. Since we don't know how much remained behind and how much came out, we have to chayshish that maybe nothing came out the time when I cooked the water. Maybe that 1 kezayis remained behind in the pot. And it's going to come out the next time when I cook the meat. But male, if I have shishim, k'neged, that 1 kezayis of milk, so then that's adequate, and therefore that would not be a problem. And that's what Taz discussed. It says over here, we're talking about where the pot is still a ben yomai. It's still within the meislais of the original cooking of the milk. And Prima Gadol says the Shach also agrees to that. That's the case over here. So what's the gay at the water, it doesn't matter, because whatever came out with the water would only be a nap or not. We had the chayshish. Maybe nothing came out. And Mamela, that 1 kezayis that was cooked originally, I'll need shishim times that. So as long as I cook in it now 60 times, 60 kezayisim of flesh, so then then that 1 kezayis of chol that was balu in there would be bottle. So then there would not be a problem.